Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome to the Crossbreed Ulster Studios. A couple days before we take off for Louisville, Kentucky, and get up to the National Rifle Association annual convention. Can't wait for that. Let me give you some information on that as we get ready to head up there. I'm really bummed. I'm going to miss Trump's talk on Friday. We'll not be there in time for that. Chalk that up to flights out of Atlanta at the time everything was booked, and the fact that we're on the radio 6 days a week kind of stifled that my opportunity to get there in time for that. I will tell you this, that we're working on a guest host for Friday because I will be in the air and a little bit wrapped up in Louisville, and I will not be taking the portable studio with me. So we'll either have a guest host in the seat or we will run a previous program for you on the daytime show. We don't ever let that happen on the weekend broadcast. But during the day, sometimes that is necessary because travel gets in the way. The travel gods get in the way. It's very difficult for me to talk to you while I'm on an airplane or sometimes to line up on short notice. Ooh, more content. Yeah, oh boy. Or to line up a guest host in enough time. So either way, you'll have a great program. I can promise you that. And, of course, the weekend monster broadcast will be on the heels of right after returning from, literally hours after returning from the National Rifle Association annual meetings. Looking forward to that meeting with a lot of great people. You know, remember Neil McCabe? One American News Network, former political analyst here on Armed American Radio. Neil just put his first article out. He's now with Breitbart News. Congratulations to Neil. Of course, our new political analyst, AWR Hawkins, with Breitbart News. Second Amendment focus there with AWR. So congratulations to Neil. And boy, I got to tell you, just so much happening. And we're going to be meeting with a lot of great people. Jen Jakes from BearingArms.com, tried to bring her to the program today. She's already in Louisville. I'll get scolded by some of them. That's okay. I like that. But she's already there, Town Hall and BearingArms.com, hosting the leadership conference at the National Rifle Association meetings. So if you can get there, if you're within driving distance, and what is driving distance, Mark? What do you consider driving distance? Well, when I was 20, driving distance used to be within a 24-hour drive. Now, yeah, you get lazy. I want to fly if it's over 6 or 7 hours. You know, from Atlanta to Tampa, you know, is what I consider. That's about the extent of it. And if I've got to go for work, I'm going to fly down. But driving's relaxing. So if you're interested in taking that relaxing drive and you can get to Louisville, by all means do. And NRA members, you're welcome to come in. It's a great event. Even if you're not an NRA member, you can still come in and check it out. Carrying of firearms inside the Kentucky Expo Center is not only lawful in Kentucky, it is welcomed by the National Rifle Association. So don't believe the garbage you hear from the un-American liars who throw their phony signs up like they did. Oh, I remember when I was in Charlotte a number of years ago. No guns allowed inside the Charlotte Convention Center. It had nothing to do with the National Rifle Association, but they don't care about the truth. Look, the NRA doesn't even allow guns in their own venue. No, that's not the case. And then some of you write in and say, well, why does the NRA go to places that don't allow guns? Well, I'll tell you why. For the same reason the Second Amendment Foundation has the Great Gun Rights Policy Conference in Chicago from time to time. It's to get in their face and make a statement. You can't ignore these places. You have to go there, and you have to get in their face. You have to bring freedom to places that lack it. But the enemies of America's freedoms, the un-Americans, lie. Imagine that, and try to use that against you. So, boy, oh boy, it's just so fun to sit in here and talk with you. We could go on and on and on and just have a conversation about anything. I do have some things I want to cover with you today that matter. I want to go over with you where Donald Trump stands on the Second Amendment and go over some points from the website. Donald Trump is going to be the nominee. Hillary Clinton, barring, and now think about this. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. Barring an indictment. The Democrat frontrunner, the socialist frontrunner, will be Hillary Clinton unless she is indicted. Think about that. That's a factual statement. Oh, she's not going to get indicted. Yeah, okay. All right. The Federal Bureau of what she calls inquiry, security inquiries, which Comey, the head of the FBI, said, I don't have a clue what Clinton is talking about. I've never heard that term. This is the Federal Bureau of Investigation. We don't do inquiries. We investigate. Hillary Clinton is under investigation by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, which she refers to, I guess she wants to, she'll call it, because to her it's not an investigation, it's a security inquiry, of which the FBI does not know what that term means. So there you can, you know, that tells you everything you need to know. But half of you will don't care. Half of you are stupid and just don't care. Oh, so they're just not going to, they're just giving her a security inquiry. That's what she said. I believe what she said. Go, Hillary. Go, Hillary. Security inquiry be damned. The corrupt windbag and liar is under investigation by the FBI. So barring an indictment, she is going to be that incredible. It's hard to say with a straight face. She will be the, she is the presumptive nominee. Now, forget the fact that Bernie Sanders has won nearly half of the other states. A socialist. An avowed socialist. I mean, look what's happening on the left. Wow, incredible. But even though he keeps winning, he's still losing. That's the corruption and the system being rigged. It is corrupt. It's been, and hence why Donald Trump is where he is. Establishment better figure that out quick, Paul Ryan. If I was Donald Trump, I'd say, hey, I'd love to have your endorsement, but don't really give a hoot. You aren't voting for me. The people are. So that's where I would go if I were Donald Trump. See how easy it is to just keep going here the other way. Just want to talk with you a little bit about his position and what her position is, because she is yet again tripling down, talking about California now ammunition background checks. I mean, this is a never-ending saga. It is a never-ending battle being waged against your freedoms. Just incredible that in America we even have to have this discussion, that it supports radio programs like this. Can you really talk about this every week for an hour? My gosh, it really truly is. I wish we didn't have to, but we do. And it isn't because the college Republicans are causing problems, and it isn't because the college Republicans are disrupting conventions or speeches. It's not because the college Republicans are rioting in their hometowns. It's not because the college Republicans are threatening the Democrat convention. And it's not because the college Republicans are threatening the Republican National Convention. It's not because the college Republicans are threatening violence. It's because the leftist, anarchist, America-hating, freedom-hating, un-Americans are threatening. That's right. Truth hurts. So we'll tell you a little bit about what Hillary Clinton is doing with the ammunition thing agreements out there with Gavin Newsom, who is running farther left. I mean, if you can even say this, you know, they're just, how much gun control can we propose and who can best it? I say background checks for ammunition. I say if anybody wants to buy new grips for an existing gun, we need a background check. They're going to continue this. It's never ending. So we'll go over that with you. Jen Jakes, Bearing Arms. I told you I wanted to have her on the program today. Her schedule did not permit that. She is in Louisville. We will be going over a column that she wrote today. This is just incredible. I put it up on the Armed American Radio Facebook page. It's out on Fox News and other places, but I really like her perspective on this. In Colorado, a five-year-old suspended. Now, school is what? I've got two kids, and in my district, they're out next week. And it's not a whole week. Okay? They're probably excited that I know that. But they're out next week. This is, the school systems are winding down. The school year is winding down throughout the country. Regardless of what school district or state you are in, you're coming to a close here within the next 2 to 3 weeks, no doubt. Some of you may already be there. I don't know. Depending on your school schedule. And a five-year-old. A five-year-old in Colorado, 5 years old, my gosh, suspended the last week of school. It'll blow your mind why. I'll tell you about that in the next segment. That's the first thing we're going to cover. It's just never ending. Washington Post has a piece out and lightning. So I want to go over the Washington Post piece with you about mass shooters and this mentally ill thing we always talk about. Mental health. We do have issues with mental health, and those who have been adjudicated mentally ill do need to be watched. We do need to take care that people who need to be on those are on that list. But this is the Washington Post blows a whole lot of stuff out of the water here. And essentially tells you what we've been telling you, that it's the definition. What is mentally ill? My definition and the clinical definition are really different, so we'll throw them all together. What does it mean to be mentally ill? I say, man, that guy's twisted. He's mentally sick. Now, that might not mean he's actually really mentally sick if you're a doctor, so we'll talk about it when we come back.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it? Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. But you better hurry. Registration ends May 24th. American Marksman. Are you the one?
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, I also have some emails that I want to read for you that I didn't get a chance to finish yesterday. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 of those to go over with you. And I had a couple people write in that emails that are worthy today. Love it. Thanks for sending the emails. We'll get to them in just a few minutes. Let's tackle where I left off at the break, this mass shooters. This from the Washington Post. And AWR Hawkins wrote about this. Let me go over the Washington Post piece with you, then go over the analysis from AWR and myself and see if we can't just kind of goat rope this all together, right? You bitter clingers, you fellow bitter clingers, I love you. You bitter clingers. Most mass shooters, you bitter clingers, don't you love that? Remember that? The President of the United States of America called you a bitter clinger. Americans are bitter. It's why they cling to their Bible and their guns. The most dangerous man that's ever occupied that office. Trouble's coming to this country, I hate to tell you. All right, most mass shooters aren't mentally ill, so why push better treatment is the answer. Let me clarify some things first. I was talking about clinical description, really, the clinical diagnosis. How do you think a guy like Dylan Roof, who walked into the church in Charleston, North Charleston, and slaughtered 9 people, can't be mentally sick? To me, he's a twisted, sick, mentally ill. I'll leave it at that, not on satellite. Put your own adjective in there. How can that not be? So that's, to me, is mentally. So when I talk about mentally ill, that's what I'm talking about. There's no way that guy's not mentally. You have to be to that point. Well, guess what? Clinically speaking, no, you don't. So we need to make some clarification here. This piece really does a good job of that. It's written by a Michael Rosenwald. Let's go over some of this stuff. It starts out by talking about how Obama and Paul Ryan are in rare accord as mental health. Because we've heard a lot about that. The National Rifle Association talks about mental health and mentally ill and so forth, and how some of those records don't make it into the background check. And how could somebody who's been adjudicated mentally ill, as we saw in the Louisiana theater, not be on that list when they should have been and they couldn't have been because the states aren't talking to the feds and this, that, and the other stuff? That's debatable forever. Well, let's go into the description of mentally ill here and talk about what this means, because AWR Hawkins really broke this down well. Looking forward to talking with him about this on Sunday. In poll after poll, according to the Washington Post, most Americans agree. Well, you know, most Americans don't agree on anything. Most Americans don't agree peanut butter tastes good. Okay, so let's get past that, this press stuff. But criminologists and forensic psychiatrists say there's a critical flaw in the mental health view, and that it does not reflect reality. And it acknowledges, according to the writer, and I'm paraphrasing through this piece, that some of the country's worst mass shooters were, in fact, psychotic. Colorado movie theater, James Holmes, you know, the orange-haired kook. Virginia Tech shooter, murderer, killer, all right? He was diagnosed. But they didn't have any classic form. They were ordered to get Cho in Virginia Tech. Let me back off of that. A judge had ordered him to get treatment. Okay, but they didn't have any, according to this article and to this doctor, this forensic psychiatrist, didn't have any classic form of serious mental illness such as schizophrenia or psychosis. So I call them, they're mentally deranged. How could Major Nadel Hassan, the Army psychiatrist, kill 13 people at Fort Hood? Not be, of course I call he's mentally sick. Well, clinically speaking, I'm not the doctor. We're just telling you he's a mentally twisted kook. And I stand by that, by the way. But what this is talking about is those with schizophrenia, delusions, and other psychoses that separate them from reality and who are suffering from serious mental illness and could be helped with medical treatment, against those with personality, antisocial, and sociopathic disorders who may exhibit paranoia, callousness, or a severe lack of empathy, but know exactly what they're doing. So it's in two separate camps here. Psychopathic mental kooks on one side, and those who are truly suffering from serious mental illnesses, schizophrenia, delusions, and other psychoses. You know, I'm seeing things, I'm talking to people. That happens. Most, according to this man, do not. Most killers, mass killers, murderers, do not fall into that mental health diagnosis. Those who are separating reality, that serious mental health, that mental illness that needs medical treatment, most of them don't fall into that category. And it was quite fascinating. And the individual that we're referring to here is a man by the name of Michael Stone. He's a forensic psychiatrist at the Columbia College of Physicians and Surgeons. He's also the author of The Anatomy of Evil, which, according to the Washington Post, examines the personalities of brutal killers. The whole notion of mental illness and mass shootings is so poorly understood. This is from Lisa Gold, a forensic psychiatrist at Georgetown. To address the reality of it, it's like dealing with people in a parallel dimension. So what does all this mean? Let's go over to AWR and have him break that down. I mention that from my perspective because anybody in my book who walks in anywhere and is capable of doing that is got to be mentally twisted. But I'm not the forensic psychiatrist who's going, you know, these people, according to those doctors, are fully aware of what they're doing. They're planning it, and we all know that to be the case. Lands in Connecticut, methodically planning these things. Eric Harris, Dylan Klebold, Columbine, methodically planning these things. They're not sitting around hearing voices and rocking back and forth in chairs and snapping one day. Okay, so they break that down for us and they make it kind of clear. Now, according to AWR Hawkins' analysis of that, quoting, only 2 out of 10 mass killers are mentally ill, the Washington Post shows in a new article about forensic psychiatrist Michael Stone. In other words, 8 out of 10 mass killers would not be detected by the mental health system prior to carrying out an attack. Therefore, all of the time, money, and legislation currently focused on treating mental health as a way to stop mass attacks is misplaced at best. Stone is quoted as saying, go back to the Washington Post piece, here's what the forensic psychiatrist said. Quoting, it would be ridiculous to hope that doing something about the mental health system will stop these mass murders. What now? Now let's tie this all together for you. What does that mean? What have we been telling you? It is impossible, absolutely impossible, to detect latent criminal activity. You cannot do it, and no background check can do it. And this Washington Post piece yet again affirms that. And AWR Hawkins reminds us, and I quote, it is important to note that all the time and energy gun grabbers like Giffords, Shannon Watts, Bloomberg spend pushing an expansion of background checks via an increased mental illness focus is suspect as well. After all, using mental health diagnosis as a way to screen possible threats is only likely to find 1/5 of would-be attackers at best if Stone's assessment is correct. In other words, it appears a ruthless or evil nature is the driving force behind 80% of all mass killings, and laws will not change human nature. That's what we've been telling you. Back right after this.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 $1,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Let me tie this whole Washington Post thing. This is really powerful stuff when you look at this, because we say, you know, the guy's a crazy lunatic psychopath. All right, that's a descriptive from me of what I believe to be an accurate description of a Major Nedel Hassan or anybody who's capable of walking in and blowing people away like that, like the, you know, insanity in Newtown. To me, that's it. But we're, you know, this separates the actual psychiatric clinical diagnosis of that versus what I refer to as just the psychotic human nature of that type of activity. All right. So let's go back to this real quick and close this out, because the Washington Post really did a good job with some of this stuff. Let me go back up here. I think mass shooters come in different forms. I think this is really, really important. Mass shooters come in different forms. Some are depressed about their lot in life. Some are enraged by personal slights and seek revenge. Others are paranoid, including Dylan Roof, who voiced deep hatred of blacks and other minorities in a manifesto on his website and allegedly told his African-American victims, "You rape our women and you're taking over our country and you have to go." but that doesn't mean they have a significant impairment in reality testing. They plot methodically. They know what they're doing, which is what we were alluding to in the previous segment. They know what they're doing. Take a listen to this. Quoting, consequently, they often have not had significant interaction with either the mental health or law enforcement community. Of course they haven't. And we can't predict that behavior in advance. Nonetheless, following mass shootings, policymakers often propose providing increased funding to bolster the background check database. It's a dead end, these researchers have argued. Now, why? How? Where? They go to Connecticut. It's easy to do that because what do the Democrats, socialist gun grabbers do? The same thing they did in Newtown. Or the same thing the governor did. Daniel P. Malloy up there. Boom, opportunity. Because of this, they exploit this tragic, murderous rampage to do what? Come after your firearms. We all know that their end game is confiscation. Take a listen to this. A first-of-its-kind law in Connecticut offers some lessons and obstacles. And it goes back to talk about the 1998 lottery accountant who killed four employees at the agency that he worked at the lottery headquarters that he worked at. Quoting now from the Washington Post, a year later, the state passed a law that allowed police to seize guns from people deemed imminently dangerous to themselves or others based on tips often provided by family members or friends. More than 2,000 guns were seized in the first 10 years after the law took effect. This is the danger of what we're talking about. This is why the National Rifle Association, we have due process in this country. I read you the letter yesterday, the email. We were talking about Beth Vaughn. And should someone have not, no one should have their constitutional rights taken from them without due process. Now, there is a question, and I got another email today from an attorney commenting on the attorney's letter that I wrote, that I read yesterday, about how due process is, in fact, simply what a judge deems it to be. And there is really no good answer. Here's what I can tell you. Due process is not an accusation by a disgruntled woman fighting for custody of her kids with a husband, with an estranged husband. That's not due process. But that's the ultimate goal of the un-American gun grabbers. And they will use whatever means they can to get to that point. Hence what they're talking about here in Connecticut. So it's very important that we follow this stuff and keep up with this stuff. Because it's these definitions that those who would exploit murderous rampages by those I would call psychotic, psychopathic losers who may not fit the descriptive, the clinical diagnosis of said description, want to use to come after our rights. So, look, let me put it this way. In a nutshell, for those of you who might not be able to follow this too closely, like you socialists, here's the deal. If your socialist party leaders can tell me I'm crazy and take my guns, they'll do it. Okay? There you go. So pay attention to this stuff. Read this stuff. Stay up on this stuff. It's very, very, very important. It's a good article in the Washington Post that I have to admit. And a great analysis from our great political analyst, A.W.R. Hawkins. When he said, again, quoting, it appears a ruthless or evil nature is the driving force behind 80% of all mass killings. More laws will not change human nature. What if we told you for years and years and years, we cannot legislate people's behavior? A crazy nutcase. Now, see, here's my descriptive. A crazy nutcase who might not otherwise have been diagnosed as a crazy nutcase. This is a descriptive based on the host Mark Walter's own appearance. Okay. What I'm describing is a nutcase. We can't legislate. If that guy wants to kill somebody, he's going to kill. We can't say, as AWR points out, we cannot go after and legislate that latent criminal activity. We cannot see it. So we do the best that we can. This is a free society, and our freedom trumps you, whether you like it or not. Speaking of Trump, where does Donald Trump stand on the Second Amendment? He is going to deliver a speech on Friday. I will miss that, unfortunately. But I will be at the Second Amendment Foundation booth Friday afternoon until the convention floor closes. I will be at the USCCA booth on Saturday, the following morning, until about noon. I will take a break, grab something to eat, and I will be at the Crossbreed Holster booth with my amazing family at Crossbreed Holsters for pretty much the remainder of that afternoon, sometime between 12 and 4 in Kentucky time. So make sure to head out and say hey to us and shake our paws as we're at with like all the folks over at Crossbreed and the USCCA. Come out and meet us all, okay? Love to have you there. But Trump is going to be speaking. Unfortunately, I'm going to miss that. But he's going to be talking about, of course, the NRA convention, protecting our Second Amendment rights and making America great again. What does he have to say about this? He wrote a piece, and it's on his website, and I'm going to direct you there now. I don't care whether you like Donald Trump or not. Get your head out of the sand. Donald Trump is going to be the nominee. That simple. I don't care what some pundit who writes or edits for a newspaper cares, and some self-appointed, you know, conservative guru like Bill Kristol, who just needs to go away, and Mark Cuban, this whole crazy. I'm going to get separated. I'll get off track. The bottom line is Trump is the nominee, whether they like it or not. And the reason Trump is the nominee is because Americans are fed up with handing power to people who do nothing about it. Protecting our Second Amendment rights will make America great again. Trump talks about enforcing the laws on the books, fixing the broken mental health system, there you go again, which we now know is a very small fraction, according to these psychiatrists anyway. 2 out of 10 versus 8 out of 10 who are just evil, ruthless people, right? That's what we've told you. Evil exists. If you deny it, well, you know, you do so at your own risk. That doesn't mean we don't have to fix something that's broken that we can fix. We can do that. He wants to defend the rights of law-abiding gun owners. Gun and magazine bans are a total failure. No more. Background checks. There's been a national background check system in place since 1998. Every time a person buys a gun from a federally licensed gun dealer, which is the overwhelming majority of all gun purchases, they go through a federal background check. Study after study has shown that very few criminals are stupid enough to try and pass a background check. They get their guns from friends, family members, or by stealing them. So the overwhelming majority of people who go through background checks are law-abiding gun owners. When the system was created, gun owners were promised that it would be instant, accurate, and fair. Unfortunately, that isn't the case today. Too many states are failing to put criminal and mental health records into the system. We saw that in Charleston, by the way. That disconnect happens all the time. And it should go without saying that a system's only going to be as effective as the records that are put into it. What we need to do is fix the system we have and make it work as intended. What we don't need to do is expand it. Expanded background checks, right? We'll talk about that with Hillary Clinton in just a minute, because it's not just expanded background checks for gun purchases. Now she wants to expand background checks on ammunition purchases. It's never ending over there with the socialists. Anything they can find to infringe, they will use. Also, a national right to carry. He's talking about national reciprocity. And military bases and recruiting centers, the insanity of having them quote-unquote gun-free. I encourage you to read it. It's at DonaldJTrump.com. Donald J. Trump is going to be the nominee, whether you like it or not. Read it. We'll compare it to Hillary Clinton, the socialists, right after this.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman, are you the one?
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you, moving right along. An hour just isn't enough time. I'm probably going to have to move off some of these emails until tomorrow, but that's okay because it will give you more time to shoot off, if you will. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Let me know what you think about what we're talking about together on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense or the Monster Program, if you listen to both. I hope you do. I'm sure you do. Whether you love me or hate me, let me know. Keep it clean, and I'll read it on the air. Fun stuff. All right, buckle in. We're going to move quickly here. Let's go. We just told you about Donald Trump's deal. Like it or not, Donald Trump is your nominee. It's the way it's going to be. You vote for a third party, you're voting for Hillary Clinton. I don't want to hear it, libertarians, Gary, I don't want to hear it. You're voting for a third party, you're voting for Hillary Clinton. This election is too critical. The direction this nation will go for the next 100 years, as far as the Supreme Court is concerned, is on the line. I'll save that conversation for the Sunday program. All right? It's just the way it is. Deal with it. Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton supports California governor. He's running for governor. Gavin Newsom, this guy's a lunatic left-wing fringe kook, now pushing for more gun controls in California as if they don't have enough, and they're all failed anyway. They're expanded background checks. We know how effective those are. Is now pushing for ammunition purchasers to have background checks. That's right. This is kind of like that kooky, what was she? Oh, yeah, she was a Democrat socialist in Jacksonville, Duval County. Remember her? Where she wanted you to take anger management courses every 5 years, get a little card, say you pass them so that you could proudly walk in and buy ammunition. This is never-ending garbage. Hillary Clinton is now on the record, this corrupt, lying windbag who 50% of Americans will vote for, whether she's under investigation, not inquiry by the FBI or not. Doesn't matter to half of you. Doesn't make any difference. Speaks volumes to where we are today. Good heavens. Former Los Angeles Mayor Villarosa, whatever his name is, whatever his name was, I don't remember how to pronounce it. I think there's a G in there. It might be silent. Don't know. Don't really care. Is now commenting on her behalf that she is now supporting Gavin Newsom's left-wing, radical, lunatic ammunition purchase background checks. You know, I got to remind you, as AWR reminds us, that Elliot Rodger, remember him? He's the, you know, no women love me and look at me, how awesome I am. I'm going to kill everybody in Santa Barbara. That kook. He passed a background check for the handgun he used. So did the San Bernardino killers and where they got their weapons and everybody else. Background checks don't work. You just heard the Washington Post talk about, you know, you can't. It's ineffective. It isn't going to work. Assault weapons bans. Clinton's all over that.
Excuse me, Mark.
Chicago has bans in place. 500 firearm-related deaths last year alone, growing by leaps and bounds. Sean, go ahead.
Yes. So they want to do the universal background check. If the background checks are not working the way they wanted to, how do they think the universal thing is going to work?
They don't care whether it works. It's a step to registration. That's what it's all about. Great question and great timing.
To make it pretty.
Correct. This is a step to registration, and because what they're going to say is, well, these expanded background checks aren't accomplishing the goals. We need to know where everybody's guns are. That's their goal. That's what they want to do. So I'll ask you this, then I'll move on to this 5-year-old in Colorado, incredible story. If you think Shannon Watts and the rest of the America-hating, un-American gun grabbers are going to go away if we agreed to give them the quote-unquote expanded background checks, I could probably have you clinically diagnosed as stupid. All right. Thank you. Don't be that person, by the way. All right. Colorado. This is unbelievable. I really wish Jen was able to talk with us today, but that's okay. I'll go over some of what she covered. This just, I put this up on my Facebook page and I just titled the post, good Lord. I don't even know what else to tell you at this stage of the game. 5-year-old girl suspended for bringing plastic bubble gun to school. 5 years old. Let me quote the mother. My reason for doing this story is because the principal didn't seem like she wanted to have a conversation with me this morning about it. It was a very superior attitude. She made it very clear that she didn't care what I had to say and that it didn't matter what I said. It was something that she was going to enforce no matter what, referring to zero tolerance. And I want you to keep in mind, this is a 5-year-old. A 5-year-old. Kindergartner. Took her toy out of her backpack to show her friends at school. 5 years old.
Hi, Mommy. Mommy.
5. Before school classes began, whatever they call kindergarten classes, I guess kindergarten classes, right? Took her toy out of her backpack to show her friends that it blows bubbles. The faculty became aware of the dangerous weapon on school grounds, right? The way Jen puts it, the girl's mom received a phone call instructing her to come pick up her daughter, saying she had been suspended effective immediately. So the mom is now screaming for common sense to override this political correctness. You have an individual from Columbine, father of one of the survivors, that said this is insane. At first, he said, I was all for this zero tolerance until I realized it was eclipsing common sense. 5 years old. My new toy. Got me suspended. What do you think of that? Where are we? Transgendered bathrooms? In schools, in Target. A president of the United States of America. Oh, boy. I don't have time. I'm going to get cut off. We got about a minute and a half, Sean. Sean, bring your mic live. We ran through a lot of things quickly here today. Yes. What do you think when you hear about a five-year-old being suspended, a kindergartner?
You want me to tell you what I think about that or public school in general?
Well, we don't have enough time to talk about public school in general, but let me give you an impersonation. This is what a five-year-old says when they come home and get off the bus from kindergarten.
Mommy, I drew pictures today of the sun going down.
Yeah, that would be kind of awkward. Let me just say it this way. I would have to have a dump button.
Yeah, it's incredible. At 5 years old. I mean, this is the, you know, zero tolerance. Look, outside Atlanta, I don't think I have enough. I think we've got about a minute. Outside Atlanta yesterday, there was a story on one of the local news, Channel 2, Channel 11, 5, Fox, whatever it was, local network, of a high school student who was going through a metal. It was in Fulton County, and there are metal detectors in the inner city schools, I guess, in Fulton County, Atlanta. Metal detector went off, backpack was searched, handgun was found. Suspended, out, expelled. That makes sense? Charges. Handgun in school in downtown Atlanta, went the metal detector picked it up. 5-year-old, bubble-blowing gun in a backpack, a toy, bought hopefully at Walmart, not at Target. Suspended. Zero tolerance application, identical as if it were the college kid. Now at 5 years old, they're not charging her because it was a toy. Well, wait a minute, if it was a toy, why is she being harassed at all?
That's crazy.
Zero tolerance, it should all apply, right? Why isn't she being charged? Why isn't the five-year-old being charged? Even the dopey socialist lunatics know. Even they know, but they don't care. This is where we are in America today. Come on out to the NRA and see me. I'll be there Friday and Saturday. USCCA, SAF, and Crossbreed Boots. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your caves without your clubs, guys and gal. We'll see you tomorrow. We're going to do it all over again. And see you this weekend.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.